Well, good evening and welcome to Tom Field and High School Football, where tonight the Wausau East Lumberjacks begin the conference part of their schedule, taking on the Kimberly Papermakers, and a tall order for the Lumberjacks here tonight. Kimberly coming off two big wins. They've won both of their games in the cross-division matchups as they knocked off Menasha and also Fond du Lac, scoring 100 points in the process in the two games combined, and they have done it mostly on the ground. 12 rushing touchdowns and 623 yards rushing for this Kimberly squad coming into tonight's action. The Lumberjacks, on the other hand, have dropped their first two games to Wisconsin Rapids and Marshfield, and last week was a tough one, 56-0. Lumberjacks had no answer for the Tigers and gave up two long kickoff returns to Dalton Barshow. Could not stop the run for the second week in a row, and they'll try to get that accomplished here tonight, or at least try to keep the game close. You'll remember a couple of years ago, they took on Appleton North in a game that they weren't expected to be competitive in and ended up pulling up off the upset. They got some big special teams plays in that game, some blocked punts, and they're going to need something like that tonight. Turnovers, some kind of Kimberly letdown, because it's a pretty tall order here for this East team to slow down this Kimberly Papermaker squad tonight. We'll take a timeout, come back, and get set for the opening kickoff. It's the Lumberjacks and Kimberly coming up here on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Tom King back here at Tom Field as we get set for the kickoff tonight. The Lumberjacks will kick to start this game. Kimberly will receive. They are in white with red trim. The Lumberjacks are in red jerseys, black pants, black numerals, red helmets. And they've got a couple of changes to the lineup tonight as they try to find some kind of answer on the defensive side of the ball to slow down their opponents. They have not been able to do that in the first two games so far this season. Both Wisconsin Rapids and Marshfield were able to get the ball outside a number of times and use their speed. And if you heard from Coach Mallion in our pregame comments, a lot of it had to do with guys just not doing their jobs and trying to do too much, not holding their spots. And he thinks that the mistakes that were made are fixable, so we'll see what kind of adjustments they made here tonight. But I'll tell you what, it's a tough matchup for the Lumberjacks here tonight against this Kimberly Papermaker squad. Kimberly has just been dominating in their first two games so far this season. Bryce Whitmark will kick it off. And we are underway. It's a line drive knuckle kick. It's going to go out of bounds at about the 10-yard line. Not a very good kick to start the game for Whitmark. And it will give Kimberly decent field position to start this opening drive. And it will be Scott Schreiber at quarterback. Schreiber will be handing the ball off a lot to J.P. Perrenboom, who has been the big guy so far on the ground for Kimberly. Perrenboom has 236 yards rushing in the first two games. Schreiber, 223 yards passing. And they're going to kick again. And they're going to keep the ball at the 40-yard line. So maybe the officials weren't ready or something. No, now they're going to back them up and they'll kick from the 35, all right? So there's a 5-yard penalty on that kick. Kimberly's going to make them re-kick. So we'll do it again here. So Whitmark will start from his own 25-yard line to approach this kick. He gets the okay sign, and here we go. And this time he gets the boots into it, and it's going to be caught at about the 3-yard line and brought ahead across the 10, the 15, the 20, an opening, and then spinning away from a tackler and now being dragged down at about the 32-yard line. There was a hole there for a moment, but it closed quickly, and the return for Kimberly made by Spencer Hermes. And Kimberly will have a first down at their own 34-yard line. So we'll see right away if the changes made to the Lumberjack defense here will yield some fruit here and get an early stop. And Kimberly will come out right from the sideline and line up. And they're going to have a full house backfield out of the pistol. Now they shift. Tight end strong right. They're going to hand it off. And a hole is there for a moment, going across the 40 to about the 42-yard line. Pickup of about 6 or 7 yards on the carry for Perrenboom. And it'll bring up a second down and three. Call it seven on the carry. Wide receivers left and right. Once again, going out of the gun. Actually, three receivers to the left in this formation for the Papermakers. They want to throw. He's got time. Schreiber throws, overthrows his intended receiver. Well overthrows the intended receiver. That was Jake Johnson standing near midfield, but Schreiber airmailed it, and it's third down and three now. So Lumberjacks faced with an early third down here. Kimberly comes to the line. Third down and three from their own 41-yard line. Two receivers near side. Now they shift. Tight end switches over. Strong side right. They're going to hand it off to Perrin-Boob. He's got a hole. He's going to be hit hard and drop it, not before he gets first down yardage. Getting in there for the tackle for the Lumberjacks was Brennan Becker. But Perrin-Boob will pick up the first down. Pick up of about six on the carry for Perrin-Boob. He needed three. And it's first and 10, Kimberly, at their own 47-yard line. Perrin-Boob is a 5'11", 188-pound senior. Schreiber, the quarterback, 6'3", 210-pound senior. Out of the pistol, play action, he wants to throw, he throws, he's got a man wide open, it's caught for big yardage down the far sideline and into the end zone for a touchdown. Nobody picked up Weston Gilfile, and he was wide open, caught it about the 30-yard line, made it to the far side of the field and took it in for the score, and Kimberly gets an early touchdown here. They lead it 6-0, a 47-yard touchdown pass and catch from Scott Schreiber to Weston Gilfile. They will now line up to kick the extra point. Mitchell Fisher will attempt the extra point for the Papermakers. Kick is up, line drive, and the kick is no good. It's wide left, and the score will remain 6-0. 6-0, Kimberly. You're listening to East Football on Fox Sports, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Tom King back here on a very steamy, humid night here at Tom Field, and Kimberly draws first blood very quickly on a 47-yard touchdown pass from Schreiber to Weston Gilfile, another senior wide receiver, and it's 6-0. And the Lumberjacks will now get the football. Jake Justison will drop deep for East. And the kick is away. It's a good one. High end over end kick, and it's going to be taken at about the 1 yard line. Justison will bring it ahead across the 10, the 15, dancing ahead across the 20, and dragged down at about the 23-yard line. Jake Justison with a decent return for the Lumberjacks right up the middle. And it will be first and 10 East on their own 23-yard line. So Bryce Widmark brings the East Lumberjacks to the line. They go no huddle offense. All of the players have wristbands that have the plays listed, color and number coded. Widmark wants to throw. He looks. He's got a man. That's caught. And it's going to be positive yardage. It's going to be near the first down yardage. And that pass caught by Jake Justison out on the far side. They're going to mark him short of the first down, call it 8 yards on the pass and catch. Second down and two. Like the so-called West Coast offense, this short passing game almost works like a running game for the Lumberjacks. They have not been able to muster much of a rushing attack so far in the first two games this season. They're going to try it here up the middle. Not much there, but then second effort taking him ahead for maybe a yard, yard and a half. It's going to be just short of the first down. I think that was Brennan Becker on the carry, and it was. He maybe picked up a yard and a half, so call it third down and very short. Actually, they're going to measure, it looks like. That was second effort. It looked like Becker was stopped on the initial hit, but he was able to keep the legs churning and pick up near first down yardage. It is going to be short, I believe, but not by much. A few inches, and that's about it. And they'll get a first down here if they can just pick up a few inches. Now the problem is, East runs most of their plays out of the pistol or the gun. They very rarely go under center. that in a situation like this, you almost want to go under center and try to run some sort of sneak, I would think. And Widmark will go under center here. Four receivers still in the pattern, left and right. They moved the chains. Actually, they haven't moved the chains yet. It's third down, very short. They're going to hand it off to Becker, and he's able. Well, he's going to be close. Let's see where they mark it. He's able to get the first down, I believe, falling forward near the 35-yard line. He didn't get much, but he didn't need much. It's going to be first down for the Lumberjacks at the 34-yard line. And that elicits a cheer from this Parents' Night crowd. There haven't been a whole lot of first downs in the first two games for Eastwell, especially the last game. First game, they did score some points. Last week, not so much. Marshfield had their way here at Tom Field. Widmark out of the gun. Low snap, but he's able to corral it. Here's the throw. It's going to be caught, I think, by Gritzmacher. Yes, great catch. It was a bullet. He got nailed as soon as he made the catch. It's going to be a first down out across the 45 to the 46. Cam Gritzmacher is off to a great start. And that is a 10-yard pass and catch right there. He's off to a great start this season. And that was a tough catch. Good throw by Widmark right there. A bullet to the chest of Gritzmacher, and he caught it as he was nailed at about the 46-yard line. They're going to mark it just shy of the 47. So back-to-back first downs here for the Lumberjacks. Widmark, they're going to try a pitch this time and try to get Justice in around the corner. Nothing there. He is swamped under for a loss. And they're going to mark that back behind the 45 at about the 44-yard line. And it's going to be second down at about 13, call it a loss of three on the play for Jake Justison. Trying some different things here in the early going. And why not? We talked before the game with the coach about some of the guys coming back from injuries, but both Sean Wilson and Eric Daniel not suited up to that. Now bobbled snap. Widmark's in trouble, and he's going to be sacked. The snap was on the ground, and Widmark bobbled it as he tried to pick it up, and he got swamped under. Where are they going to mark him down? Way back at about the 36-yard line. So that pass play to Gritzmacher wiped out by a couple of losses, and now it's going to be third down and 20. Call that a loss of seven on the play. And it's going to be third down and about 20. Number of players are missing tonight's game with injuries. Now they're going to throw. They've got Gritzmacher. He's got to make one man miss if he can. Instead, he's going to be knocked down. They got some positive yardage out across the 40 to about the 43, but not nearly enough. Pickup of about eight on the pass and catch from Widmark to Gritzmacher. And it'll bring fourth down and about 13, so Widmark will stand back at about his 30-yard line to punt this one away. Clock goes under 8 minutes to play here. First quarter, Kimberly leading 6-0. Snap is a bit wobbly, but okay. Widmark able to get the punt away. It's not a good one. Fair catch is called at about the 31-yard line of Kimberly. Widmark has been struggling with the punting so far this season. That thing was a wobbler and caught at about the 31, and that's where Kimberly will start this drive. Lumberjack football is brought to you in part by Easy Living Management, the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. New sponsor joining us here tonight for high school football on Fox Sports AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Kimberly out of the pistol. They're going to hand it off to Pierenbaum. He goes up the middle, and he is going to be knocked down, but not before he gets positive yardage out across the 35 to about the 36. Pickup of about five on the carry, and it'll bring up a second down and five for the Papermakers. Two receivers left, two wings to the left as well. They're going to throw a pass. It's caught by Guilfoyle. He's got some blockers. Now cuts it back, and he's going to be dropped. But it's going to be a first down out to about the 48-yard line. Pickup of 12 on the pass and catch to Guilfoyle. Justison made the stop for the Lumberjacks. And it'll be first down, Kimberly, at their own 47, 48-yard line. Lumberjacks would like to stay away from all the big plays tonight if they can. They've already given up one, a 47-yard touchdown pass from Schreiber to Guilfoyle. Schreiber out of the pistol once again. Now they shift right side. And they're going to give it to Pierenbaum, and he is going to be stopped. That time, nowhere to go. And getting in there to make the initial hit for East was Corey Cornoyer, who is a sophomore getting the start tonight, his first varsity start. And he got in the backfield and blew that play up, made the stop on Pierenbaum. They gave him two as he got sported forward a little bit, but Cornoyer made the initial hit. Out of the pistol again now, second down and eight. They want to throw. Schreiber, he's got a man, but he misses Guilfoyle. Pass was well out of his reach. Incomplete. And it'll be third down and long now. Third down and about eight for Kimberly. 6:14 to play here, first quarter. Papermakers lead it 6-0. East football is brought to you in part by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital. They're proud to be a sponsor of East Lumberjack Sports because the world needs more great teams. Get to know them better at ministryhealth.org. All right, big third down play here. Out of the pistol once again. Schreiber wants to throw. He's got time. He throws. It's going to be incomplete. The receiver went in. The pass went out. And Kimberly will punt it away. So fourth down and eight. You want to make sure that you stay home on your responsibilities here, though, because this is a spot on the field where a fake punt is always a possibility. They need 8 yards for a first down. Justice is going to drop back only to about his 18-yard line. Snap is good, and the punt away. It's a good one. Justice is going to run back and let it go, and it's going to go into the end zone for a touchback, and East will have it on the 20-yard line. Good punt that time for Kimberly, and East will start first and 10 from their own 20. We'll keep it right here, so the Lumberjack defense gets a stop here in the first half. Lumberjack offense back on the field. They picked up a couple of first downs on that first possession. Let's see what they can do here. They've got an interesting formation here. Whitmark out of the gun. He wants to try a quick pass. He short hops his intended man. It's going to be an incomplete pass. It was forward. He was trying to get it set up a little screen pass to the right and threw the pass into the ground. He was attempting to get that to Levi Trinan, 5'10", 160-pound sophomore. A couple of sophomores getting starts here tonight for the Lumberjacks. Right back to the line come the no-huddle Jacks. Second down and 10. Widmark wants to throw. He's got Gritzmacher. A little quick out. Gritzmacher's going to be taken down out of bounds. Out across the 25 to about the 26. Pickup of about six on the pass and catch. Third catch of the night for Gritzmacher. And it'll bring up third down and about four. They send Justice in over to the side with Gritzmacher on the near side of the field. Widmark in a naked gun. He steps up. He wants to throw long. He's got a man out there. It's going to be incomplete. Good coverage. Knocked the ball away at the last second. They were trying to get it out near midfield. And the intended receiver out there, they were trying to get that one out to Gritzmacher out on the far side. And Widmark will stand back near his own 11-yard line. Snap is good. And the kick is away. And it is going to go out of bounds. Let's see where they mark it, at about the 44-yard line. So Kimberly will have a good field position here with 5:38 to play in the first quarter. 6-0 Kimberly. Kimberly comes to the line. Receivers left and right. They give it to Pierenbaum. He cuts it back inside. He's got some running room. Going to be knocked down. Picked up about eight on that carry. Tony Troy on the stop. Pick up of about nine on the carry. And it'll be second down and one. Now the clock keeps moving. A little confusion for Kimberly as they come to the line. Now they shift over. Now some confusion on the defensive side of the ball for the Lumberjacks. They're going to take the handoff this time. Shriver's going to keep it. Can he get the corner? He will. Now he breaks it down the far side, and he is going to get into the end zone. And once again, East did not contain on the far side of the field. They got sucked in by the fake, and nobody contained on the far side. Shriver got it outside and went the distance. And that will be a 53-yard run for Scott Shriver for the touchdown. Same problems that were on the board last week with just not keeping containment on the outside, and Shriver was able to bounce it out there and get around the corner and go the distance. Extra point attempt is up, and the extra point attempt is good. 13-0 Kimberly. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Football on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Tom King back here at Tom Field as the Lumberjacks will get the ball back here, but now they trail at 13-0, 4:49 to play here first quarter. It's been two big plays, a 47-yard touchdown pass from Scott Shriver to Weston Guilfoyle, and a 53-yard touchdown run by Shriver after a fake handoff into the line. Shriver bounced it out around the left corner and down the far sideline for the score. Jake Justison back to receive the kick. And it's away at the line drive one. It's going to get into the end zone. That'll be a touchback, and East will get it on the 20-yard line. I want to correct something from earlier in the game here. I gave credit for a couple of receptions to Cam Gritzmacher. Two of those pass catches should go to Tim Nass. Nass with a couple of catches here so far in the first quarter on that first drive for the Lumberjacks. So Nass with two catches, Gritzmacher with one, Justison with one so far. Lumberjacks come back to the line, first and 10 from their own 20. Whitmark out of the gun. Actually, Justison lining up at quarterback this time, and he hands it off. And nothing there. I don't know if they got back to the line of scrimmage. And that's the problem. They hand it off to Becker deep in the backfield. So unless the line is going to hold off Kimberly or open some holes, you got to pick up 2 or 3 yards just to get back to the line of scrimmage, and Becker didn't do it. So call it a loss of one on the play. Second down and 11. Justison is the quarterback. And now a fumble. The ball's on the ground. Kimberly may have it. They think they do, and they do. Well, they're going to unpile them. Let's see. They're unpiling now at about the 13-yard line, and Kimberly will have the football, so the first turnover goes to the Papermakers, and problem there, Justison hasn't lined up at quarterback too much so far this season, maybe one or two plays, and there were still players looking at their wristbands trying to figure out what the play was as the ball was snapped, and the ball was fumbled, and Kimberly recovers it at the 13 or 14-yard line. So the Papermakers come to the line. First and 10. Shriver is going to hand it off to Pierenboom. Big hole. Dances, breaks a tackle, and he's going to get into the end zone. He broke a tackle, and then nobody else got a hand on him, and it was pretty easy. As they will get another one here. J.P. Pierenboom with his first touchdown of the night. At the 4:02 mark, they cash in the fumble on one play, a 13-yard run by J.P. Pierenboom. And it is 19-0. The extra point is up, and the extra point is good. 20-0, Kimberly, back in a moment. You're listening to East Football on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Tom King back here at Tom Field. Lumberjack football is brought to you in part by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, nobody does it better for you than Country Fresh Meats on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Also, Covantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from Covantage Credit Union. So the Lumberjacks will get the ball back here, trailing out 20-0. And the kick is away, and it's another good one. Boy, that kicker has a big leg. It's going to go into the end zone. Justison is going to catch it in the end zone, and it will be a touchback. Lumberjacks will have it at the 20-yard line. So Whitmark will come back in, quarterback this time for the Lumberjacks. Two receivers right, two to the left. Brennan Becker behind Whitmark in the gun. He wants to throw. He's got time. He looks. He throws. It's going to be tipped incomplete. Couple of defenders on the pass attempt to Cameron Gritzmacher. And it'll be second down and 10. Whitmark, two out of five here. Four out of five. No, that's not right. Well, four out of six. Receiver right and left this time. Whitmark wants to throw. Steps up, throws. He's got a man, but he overthrows Gritzmacher near the first down marker. Whitmark got dumped down after that. He wants to know why there wasn't a flag there. Whitmark got rid of the ball in plenty of time and got nailed. Probably should have been or could have been a roughing the passer penalty there, but the referee keeps the flag in his pocket. Third down and 10. Third down and 10. Five receivers in the formation for the Lumberjacks. Whitmark all by himself back in the gun. Here comes Kimberly. Whitmark plus. He's got him in. He throws. It's going to be picked off. And it's going to be caught at about the 44-yard line. He was trying to get it down the middle of the field to Levi Trinan. And there were a couple of defenders there, and they get the interception. And it will be first down, Kimberly, at the 44-yard line. Second turnover of the game. First interception for Whitmark. So the Papermakers will come to the line first and 10 in East territory at the 44. They already lead 20 to nothing, 3:43 to play here in the first quarter. Out of the gun, Shriver rolls out. He wants to throw. He's got a man once again wide open, breaks the tackle, dragging tacklers down inside the 25-yard line. On the catch was Jordan Jansen. That's going to be a pickup of 21 yards on the pass and catch from Shriver to Jansen. And it's a first down, Kimberly, at the East 24-yard line. Three receivers in the formation this time for the Papermakers. And they're going to give it to Perrin Boom up the middle. Breaking tackle, spinning down inside the 20 to about the 11, make that 16, about the 16-yard line. Call it a pickup of 7 on the carry. Second down and a short 3. Now it's a flag on the play. It's going to be... They've only got 10 players on the field. Kimberly only has 10 players on the field. They're going to pick it up because the play hadn't been run yet. They only had 10 players on the field, but the play hadn't been run yet. The referee threw the flag. Now picked it up, so they'll do it again. Second down and a long 3. Two receivers right, one to the left, out of the gun. Shriver gives it to Perrin Boom up the middle. Actually, is that Perrin Boom, is that 22 or 32 on the carry? Now that time it was Sean Cohen on the carry. Cohen, a 5'10", 185-pound junior. And he picked up a first down to about the 12-yard line. First and 10, they can get a first down inside the 2. Shriver under center this time. Now they'll shift strong side right. They're going to pitch. This is...
There you go.
And the ball's loose. It's on the ground. Lumberjacks pick it up. Running it the other way. Whoa, big block. Down the sidelines and knocked out of bounds. And picking up that fumble for the Lumberjacks, Sam Romanski.
Good boy.
That was Cohen who coughed it up. I didn't see who stripped it, but Romanski was able to pick it up and come down the sidelines. He got a big block, and the Lumberjacks have the football in Kimberly territory right now at the 41-yard line. Romanski picked that up at about the 15, 16-yard line, took it all the way back down the sideline to the Kimberly 41. So the Lumberjacks get a break on the turnover, and they have the football in Papermaker territory here. Let's see if they can do something with it. Widmark under center. They're going to try the quick hand out to Becker, and that's going nowhere. Might have got back to the line of scrimmage. Maybe not. Call it a loss of one back to the 42. And once again, just nowhere to run for Brennan Becker. So they go three receivers right. One to the left. Becker in the backfield with Widmark out of the gun. Snap is good. Widmark wants to throw. He's got a man. That's caught by Nass, and he is knocked out of bounds inside the 35 at about the 34. Picked up of about 8 on the catch. Third catch of the night for Tim Nass. Third down at about 3. Minute 25 to play here, first quarter. Two receivers left, two receivers right. Dylan Hamlin, the big tight end on the right side. Widmark wants to throw. He's got a man that's caught, but Justice just gets blown up at the line of scrimmage. He didn't see the defender coming, and he just got leveled right at about the 35, 34-yard line. They're going to give him the original line of scrimmage. It was a completed pass. And the pass catch was made, but call it no gain for Justison. And it's fourth down, and the Lumberjacks really have nothing to lose by going for it here. They're down 20 to nothing. Fourth down and about 4. Tight formation, two blocking tight ends. Widmark wants to throw. He's got a man. That's caught. Nass. And he's going to have a first down. It's going to be a catch, I believe, as he went for the first down. And the Lumberjacks move the chains. Tim Nass with another catch. A little slicing pattern across the middle of the field. Widmark put it in there. And the catch made down at about the 28-yard line. Pick up of about 6 on the pass and catch that time. Widmark from the gun again, wants to throw. Now he's flushed, runs into his own man, tries to get away, and then he's knocked down at about the 35-yard line. Big loss, back to the 35, loss of about 7. So just like that, it's going to be second down and very long to the Lumberjacks as the clock ticks down, and that'll be the end of the first quarter. The first quarter is in the books. Lumberjacks trailing 20 to nothing. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Football on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Lumberjack football also brought to you in part by Glenray Radiators, where quality and service go hand in hand. Glenray Radiators, serving the community since 1964 on Wausau's northeast side. And a reminder, for every point scored by the Lumberjacks tonight, Young's Pharmacy in Wausau and Coons Hearing Center in Schofield will make a donation to the Never Forgotten Honor Flight. That'll help veterans travel to Washington to see the memorials built in their honor. Lumberjacks have the football, but facing a second down and long. Second down at about 16 from the Kimberly 34-yard line. Trying to take advantage of a fumble recovery by Sam Romanski. Widmark out of the gun. Here comes the blitz. He wants to throw long. He's got a man out there. Scritchmacher comes back to the ball and makes the catch. Down inside the 10-yard line at the 9. The ball was underthrown. Scritchmacher came back for it and made the grab. And that is going to be a 21-yard pass and catch from Widmark to Scritchmacher. First down and goal for the Lumberjacks at the 9-yard line. Whitmark out of the gun. They're going to hand it off to Becker up the middle. He's got a little bit of running room. There was a little bit of a hole there, and he got it down to maybe the 6, maybe the inside the 7. Call it a pickup of 2 or 3 on the carry for Becker. Second down and goal, ball at the 7-yard line. Call it a pickup of 2. I think they're going to have to throw the football to get it into the end zone. So I'm not sure they're going to be able to punch it in on the ground from here. Whitmark out of the gun. They're going to hand it off again, and that got nothing. I'll tell you what, I'm not a big fan of those handoffs in the backfield out of the gun because you got to run 2 or 3 yards to get to the back of the original line of scrimmage. And unless you're controlling the line of scrimmage, the odds of meeting somebody in a different colored jersey are pretty good. Call it no gain on the play. It'll be third down and goal now. They've got Romanski in the backfield. And Woodmark wants to throw, and it's almost caught at the goal line. That was Gritzmacher. Almost made a great catch at the goal line. He got nailed by one of the Kimberly players, Brett Verstegen, but he still almost held onto it near the goal line. And now it's going to be fourth down. And it looks like they're going to try a field goal just to get some points on the board here. They trail at 20-0. Whitmark will line up to kick a field goal. The ball will be marked at about the 13. Well, I suppose if you haven't scored for the last 5 quarters, you want to get some points on the board. Snap is okay. Justison puts it down. Whitmark's kick is good. And he is on the board. It's 20-3. Back in a moment, you're listening to Lumberjack Football on Fox Sports AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Lumberjack Football is also brought to you in part by the law firm of Mallory and Zimmerman, proud supporter of local high school sports, wishing all of the area athletes a successful season. And also Clutterbelt Credit Union, voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards. Where your bank does make a difference, explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. Lumberjacks will kick off here. Kimberly will get the ball back. Last time they had the ball on a short field, East forced a fumble and recovered. And that led to a 13-yard field goal for Bryce Whitmark. Actually, call it a 23-yard field goal. Ball marked at 13. So Whitmark will boot it here from the 40. And it's going to be a knuckle kick again. And once again, it's going to be fielded before it goes out of bounds at about the 10-yard line. Now breaking tackles out across the 25 and getting out near the 30. Pretty good return right there. But once again, Bryce Whitmark did not kick that ball solidly. Almost looked like it went off the side of his foot and went toward the sideline. But Kimberly grabbed it before it went out of bounds. And they will have it first and 10 on their own 30-yard line. Tell you what, on a hot night like this, playing quarterback and handling the kicking and punting chores, you better keep a lot of liquid in. Keep getting a lot of liquid in you. Kimberly, out of the gun. And they're going to hand it off up the middle. Big hole. Aaron Boom breaking tackles, carrying red jerseys out near the first down marker. It'll be a little bit short, I think. Call it a pickup of 9 on the carry. And it'll bring up a second down and 1. They had Perenboom out for a rest the last series and coughed it up, so he's back in there now. Out of the gun, Schreiber. They're going to hand it off again. And he is going to break tackles. They had him in the background. Now he's back in field. Now he's going to try to get it around the corner. Still on his feet, not out of bounds yet. Just poor tackling by the Lumberjacks allows Perenboom to get all the way into East territory at about the 45-yard line. They had him near the sidelines, and nobody knocked him out of bounds, and he was able to pick up another 6 yards. Call that a pickup of about 21 yards on the carry for Perenboom right there, just breaking tackles and keeping the legs churning. First and 10, Kimberly, just shy of the East 45-yard line. Triver wants to throw. He's got a man wide open. That's going to be across the down inside the 40, down to about the 34. Isaac Stein, excuse me, Evan Ducks on the catch. Pickup of about 9 on the pass and catch that time. And it's second down and a long one. Shriver's going to give it to Perrin Boom up the middle, and he's got first down yardage down near the 31-yard line. Call it a pickup of 6 on the carry. First and 10, Kimberly. Ball marked at the 31. First and 10 for the Papermakers. They lead it 20-3, 8:47 to play here first half. Two receivers left, once again out of the pistol. They give it to Perrin Boom again. He's got another hole down inside the 25, still carrying tacklers. They had him wrapped up at about the 24-yard line, and he was able to get it down to the 19. It's a pickup of 12 on the carry. That last 6 was all Perrin Boom carrying tacklers with him. And a timeout called by the Lumberjacks here with 8:29 to play first half. We'll take one as well. 20-3, Kimberly. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Football on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Tom King back here at Tom Field with a reminder that coming up at halftime, Spencer Loomis will get us caught up on some of the scores from around the area in tonight's games. It's all brought to you by the Hearing House, 3530 Stewart Avenue in Wausau. Make your house a hearing house. And that's our scoreboard at halftime. All right, Kimberly has it first and 10 on the East 19-yard line. Wide receiver split way out far to the left, and one in the slot as well. And Shriver wants to pass. He's got time. He throws. He's got a man. Guilfoyle comes back, catches it at the 10, gets it down to about the 5. Actually, Jake Johnson on the catch. That's Jake Johnson catching that one. And a pickup of about 16 on the pass and catch from Shriver to Johnson. And it's a first and goal, Kimberly, at the 4-yard line. They shift strong side right. Shriver out of the pistol again. And they give it to Perrin Boom. He dances into the end zone. Touchdown. J.P. Perrin Boom with his second score of the night. It's a 4-yard touchdown run. And that makes the score 26-0 as they line up for the extra point. And the kick is up, and the kick is good. 27-0, Kimberly, back in a moment. You're listening to 27-3, Kimberly, back in a moment. You're listening to East Football on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Tom King back here at Tom Field. East will get the football back here. Trailing now 27-3. Lumberjack football is brought to you in part by DeBorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile. See DeBorney Orthodontics. Call them at 715-842-5688 or visit them online at DeBorneyOrthodontics.com. And the boot is away. Mitchell Fisher, big leg. This one caught by Justice in the end zone, and that will be a touchback. Lumberjacks will have it first and 10 on their own 20-yard line. Woodmark unofficially is 8 out of 12. Two catches for Gritzmacher, 2 for Justice, 4 for Nass. And Whitmark will operate out of the pistol here. He's got time. He wants to throw to the sideline, and it's going to be nearly picked off, incomplete. There were two receivers there in the pattern. Both Gritzmacher and Justison were in the same spot, and now they're talking about it, saying, all right, one of us shouldn't have been there. And it's second down and 10 on the incomplete pass. There were a couple of defenders there as well. Now we get movement. And let's see if they were drawn off or if they jumped offside. Each team pointing at the other. It only matters what the guys in the striped shirts are going to say. It's going to be encroachment offside against Kimberly. So that'll move the ball 5 yards. So it'll bring up second down and 5 for the Lumberjacks. Whitmark out of the gun. They're going to hand it off out across the 25. Not much there, maybe a yard. And on the carry, for the Lumberjacks was they've got Becker back there. Is that Henke back there as well?
Becker back there.
Matt Grady back there. Right? He was on the carry. Now we get a jump offside again. Lumberjacks trying some different personnel groups here. It's going to be a false start against the Lumberjacks, so that'll back them up 5 yards. So now it'll be third down and 10. Oh, it's 43, not 42. Matt Grady is in the backfield for the Lumberjacks. He's a junior, been playing linebacker. He's back there with Becker. Third down and about 8 after the penalty is marked off. Now two receivers left, two receivers right for Whitmark. Drops back, looks, has time, throws. It's going to be incomplete. The defender went for the interception. The pass was overthrown. That ball was in the air too long. It allowed the defender to close and jump in front of the receiver, but it was over both the defender and the receiver's heads, incomplete. And East will have to punt the football. 6:49 to play here, first half. Kimberly leading 27-3. Whitmark standing back at about his own 7 or 8 yard line to punt this one. Snap is good. And the punt's a line drive. It's going to be caught and very returnable for Guilfoyle. He's got running room down the far sideline. Turns on the jets, cuts it back. Still on his feet. And now dragged down at about the 22-yard line. So Bryce Whitmark really struggling with the punting game so far this season. That was a line drive. Like he caught the bottom of the ball and just hit a line drive that Guilfoyle caught and was able to return it all the way down to the 22-yard line. So a short field again for Kimberly. They'll send out three receivers in the formation this time. The wide side of the field, near side of the field. One receiver to the far side. Schreiber out of the gun, wants to throw. He throws. He's got a man inside the 15, the 10, 5, touchdown. Way too easy for Guilfoyle. He caught the pass on the run inside the 20-yard line and took it into the end zone for a 22-yard pass and catch. And that will make the score 33-0. Second touchdown pass to Guilfoyle tonight. And they line up to kick the extra point. K kick is up, and the kick is good. Man, what a big leg Fisher has. He kicked that one into the pine trees on the north side of the field. 34-3. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Football on Fox Sports AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Tom King back here at Tom Field as Kimberly prepares to kick off again. Fisher's getting plenty of a workout for his leg here tonight, and he's showing off a big leg. Justison will stand back at about his own 3-yard line. And Fisher hits another long kick, and again into the end zone, this time the back of the end zone. Wow. Another touchback, and that will be first down Lumberjacks at the 20-yard line. 6:27 to play here, first half, 34-3, Kimberly. And they are showing why they are the number 2-ranked team in the state and why they've been able to put all the points on the board that they have so far this season, 100 points in the first two games. And they're adding to that here tonight. Three receivers in the formation this time. Two to the right, one to the left for the Lumberjacks. Widmark out of the gun. Becker behind him. Quick pass. He gets it complete to Justison. Makes one man miss, and then he swarmed under. Maybe got two or three. Only a couple of yards on that pass and catch from Widmark to Justison. They give him forward progress out to about the 3, or the 23. So call it second down and 7. Lumberjacks back to the line. 3 receivers left, 1 to the right. They're going to hand it off this time to Becker, and he's going nowhere. Got back to the original line of scrimmage, and that's all. I want to sound like a broken record, but I just do not have any love for that play, that handoff from 4 yards deep in the backfield. Widmark wants to throw. Back to pass. Looks, he has time. He's got a man. It's incomplete. The pass behind his intended receiver. Flag in the backfield. It's going to be a hole against the Lumberjacks, so that'll probably be declined. East will be forced to punt. He was trying to get it to Gritzmacher. The pass was behind him. I would imagine Kimberly will decline, but you never know. It's a hold against the Lumberjacks, and it will be declined, and that will... Fourth down for East. They will have to punt it away here. East football is brought to you in part by Marshfield Clinic. If you need help with a sports injury, see the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. So Kimberly should get good field position again here. Still plenty of time to put more points on the board here in the first half. 5:13 to play. Widmark standing at his own 10-yard line. High snap, and he's able to get away. This was a good one. Fair catch is going to be called all the way back at the 38 or 39-yard line of Kimberly. Widmark had some pressure that time, but he was able to get away a good boot. And Kimberly will have it in their own territory at the 38-yard line. The schedule lessens a bit for the Lumberjacks starting next week when they travel to Appleton West. Inside handoff, big hole, and dragging tacklers, first down yardage, losing his helmet on the carry for Kimberly is Blair Mulholland. Mulholland hits the hole quickly and picked up 10 yards on the carry. Maybe 11. First down at the 49-yard line of Kimberly. That was just a straight-ahead run, and he got up to full speed very quickly. Two receivers right. Schreiber inside handoff, and another running back on the carry. This time is Sean Cohen. He takes it out to down into East territory at about the 45. Call that a pickup of 5 or 6 on the carry. And it's second down and six. Kimberly has all three of their timeouts remaining. Man slides across in motion this time. Shriver hands it off. Cohen's going to try to take the get around the right side, breaking tackles again and getting it out near the first down marker. Pick up of maybe five. Are they going to mark him short of the first down, maybe by a half a yard? Third down and very short. Clock continues to move. 3:54 to play here, first half. Two receivers to the right. Tight formation this time for the Papermakers. Inside handoff and dancing ahead. Breaking tackles again into the secondary. Now cutting it back and knocked down inside the 20, down near the 15. It's a pickup of about 24 on the carry for Cohen. And it will be first down and 10 from the 15-yard line. Two receivers split wide left this time. Man slides across in motion. Shriver inside handoff. Another big hole for Blair Mulholland. I think Mulholland carried that last one as well. And he picked up about four right there down to the 11. Second down and six. Clock moving under 3 minutes to play here in the half. Out of the pistol again, Shriver. He hands it off, and this time it's going to be Cohen taking it in the end zone for the touchdown, an 11-yard run where he was barely touched. Sean Cohen with the touchdown run, and that makes the score 40-3. Sean Cohen with the score, 2:36 to play here in the half. Extra point. Fisher lines up to kick this one. The kick is up, and once again, he nails it. And the score now, 41-3. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Football on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Tom King back here at Tom Field. Kimberly lining up to kick off again here. They lead it now 41-3. Fisher gets a chance to show off that big leg once again. High end over end kick. Justison's going to take it. Back in the end zone again. Another touchback. And East will have it first and 10 on the 20-yard line. I think he's been able to return one of the kickoffs so far tonight. Otherwise, Fisher's been putting him into the end zone. First and 10 East from their own 20 with 2:34 to play here first half. They have two timeouts remaining. Ritzmacher will split wide right. I think that's Nass over there to the left. Man comes in motion this time. They try the inside handoff. This is Becker. Nothing there. And he's going to lose a yard at least. There's no hole for Becker to run through. They're going to mark it down to 19, call the loss of one. Second down and 11. Three receivers left, one to the right, looking at their wristbands as Widmark yells out the play. They're going to... Now, Widmark lost the handle on it. I don't know if that was a pass or a fumble. Looks like it was a fumble. Now, back down to the 5-yard line. They were trying to pass out in the flat, and I don't know if he lost the handle on the ball. It came loose, or if his arm got hit. The ball came loose back, and Widmark was able to fall on it on the 5-yard line, and he is rotating his throwing arm like he's got some discomfort there, and the trainer is going to come out, I think, and take a look at that. They're going to call a timeout anyway. Timeout called on the field with a minute 39 to play here first half. We'll keep it right here and remind you that East Football is brought to you in part by InterCity State Bank, serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and businesses, inviting you to come bank with them. And also by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home supporting Lumberjack Sports. Looks like Widmark will stay in the game as he continues to rotate that throwing arm. He might have got it bent backwards a little bit. Minute 39 remaining in the first half, and now the Lumberjacks facing a third and 24 on their own 5 or 6 yard line. We look ahead on the schedule for the Lumberjacks. Next week, they travel to the Banta Bowl on the campus of Lawrence University to take on Appleton West. Friday, September 20th, Appleton East will come here to Tom Field. Then East will go to Everest on the 27th. October 4th is at Kakana. October 11th, the log game right here against Wausau West. And they finish the season, the regular season, against Appleton North on the road October 18th. All right, both teams are lined up. Looks like they're going to go for it here. Third down and 24. Widmark standing on his own 1 yard line. Drops back into the end zone. He wants to throw. He's got a man. Throw is too far out of bounds. He was trying to get it to Gritzmacher, and it was off the mark. Now it's fourth down, and East will have to punt from their own end zone. A minute 43. Kimberly has been able to put some pressure on Widmark on a couple of these punts, and now he's going to be standing near the back of his own end zone. Not a whole lot of room to get this putt away. Kimberly should get good field position again. Snap is there. Here they come. It's blocked. And it goes out of the back of the end zone, and that will be a safety. There are three or four guys that got in there to block that one. And a safety is called. And now Kimberly will get the ball as well on the safety. There was a penalty, I guess, against the Lumberjacks. Illegal procedure. That, of course, will be declined. And it's a safety on a blocked punt out of the back of the end zone. And that makes the score 43-3. Well, not a whole lot you can say. Kimberly is just outclassing the Lumberjacks here tonight. East has had basically one spark. That was the fumble recovery by Sam Romanski, and they were able to get a field goal out of that possession. But other than that, it's been all Kimberly here tonight. Lumberjacks still meeting near the sideline with their coach, preparing for this free kick. Remember, they had one of these against Marshfield, and Dalton Varshow was able to return it for a touchdown. You don't usually practice these free kick formations, where Widmark will have to punt the ball away from a standing position. Actually, he's teeing it up. I thought he had to punt this. Ball's marked at the 20-yard line, so he's kicking it from there. And here it comes. Line drive, low kick, taken on a bounce, and brought ahead. Across the 35-40, out near midfield, breaking tackles, finally wrapped up and dropped at the East 44-yard line. Good punt return by Cole Steffel for Kimberly. boy, have they got some speed. And it doesn't take them long to get up to speed. First and 10, Papermakers on the East 44-yard line. A minute 31 to play here first half. Kimberly already leads by 40, 43-3. Shriver's still in there at quarterback. Three receivers left in the formation, one to the right. Out of the gun. They want more, and they're going to put it in the air, and it's going to be caught. Breaking tackles. Ben Boots will take it down inside the 35 to about the 34. Maybe the 33. It's going to be enough for a first down. First and 10, Kimberly. They want some more. Inside, handoff to Perrin Boom. He is into the secondary. Cuts back, and he's going to go into the end zone untouched. That could just not happen. A run up the middle at the 33-yard line, and nobody laid a hand on Perrin Boom. He goes 33 yards for the touchdown, and it's 49-3. Third touchdown of the game for J.P. Perrin Boom. And Fisher will attempt the extra point. Kick is up, and the kick is good. 50-3, and we still have a minute 12 to play here in the first half. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Football on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Tom King back here at Tom Field. Lumberjacks will get the football back with a minute 12 to play here first half. Kimberly has four touchdowns and a safety in the last 8 minutes of this second quarter. Here's the kick, another high end-over-end kick, and that's going to be well out of the end zone. And once again, another touchback will give East the ball at their own 20-yard line.
You at halftime.
Looks like it's going to be Widmark back at quarterback as he comes back out. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Widmark takes the snap. He's going to hand it off to Becker. Not much there, maybe a yard. Pickup of one, second down and nine, under a minute to play in the half. East is going to be happy here just to run this clock out and get into the locker room and see if they can come up with a way to slow down this Papermaker team. Doesn't look like there's going to be too many weak spots in this Papermaker squad. Taking a lot of time running as much clock time off the clock as they can. They'll take the snap, they'll hand it off to Becker again, and he gets wrapped up for a loss, this time back to the original line of scrimmage at the 20, followed a loss of one. Third down and 20. They won't have to run another play here. They can let the clock run out. I believe that's what they'll do. Down under 10 seconds. Lumberjacks will let the clock run out, and mercifully, this first half is over. It's been all Kimberly. They lead it here at halftime by a score of 50-3. Spencer Loomis is going to be back in the Fox Sports studios giving us an update on some of the other scores from around the state of Wisconsin tonight. We'll come back with the stats from this first half and get you set for the second half of football next. You're listening to Lumberjack Football on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.